In the news, in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the most important stories of the day, little newsy nuggets that you need to know, conversation about the people who are here with us that you become friends with, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I have with Roberta and Rich and Jennifer and Kenny an idea that I'm going to lay on you in a few minutes. First, though, I was reading with disgust, and maybe this is the politically, I'm not much on political correctness, but this is the politically correct side of me coming out. This Florida police officer who used target practice, in his target
with
practice,
Trayvon
he
Martin.
Used pictures of Trayvon Martin.
On that. That was
you're kidding.
Really
no.
Tacky.
No.
Target practice?
Target practice.
Oh, good Lord.
Right.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Well,
totally classless.
He got fired, Ron King, Sergeant Ron King. He said it's absolutely reprehensible that a high-ranking member, this is his boss, of the this is Port Canaveral, down the WMEL land, sworn to protect and serve Floridians, would use the image of a dead child as target practice.
Ugh.
These people. Ugh. How stupid can you get? My God. Just... Ugh. Sheer stupidity.
And do you think people aren't going to... I mean, are you just in a different reality? Do you think people aren't going to complain about it? I mean,
nobody's
going to
see it.
Well, get away
there's a couple
with
of
it.
Other police officers who turned him in. In essence.
A, what kind of dirtbag thinks that's funny?
Yeah, right.
B,
right?
What kind of moron doesn't think that he's going to get caught and in trouble for that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you got a dirtbag moron here is what you got, basically.
That's right. We leave it. Wait a minute. On most stations, if it leads, it bleeds. Here, we focus on dirtbag morons.
That's right.
Yes. Speaking of that, Venezuelans are voting, and they're using Rock the Vote down there. Fellow who's running to replace
Hugo
Chavez.
Well, they got themselves a communist.
Yeah.
Usually it's just rock, paper, scissors down there, I think, right?
Right. Nicolas Maduro has a double-digit lead in the early polls thanks to not only the blessing of Chavez before he died, but also the use of the media of social media.
Did I read the story wrong? But I thought he was already elected. I thought that happened.
It did.
I thought I saw that too.
Yeah, really? He is.
I think it's a done deal.
He's in. Well, the challenger is. It's such a close election. They want to recount.
Saturday. I'm sorry. Sunday morning is when they started yesterday. But I don't think it's. I think there's a challenge to it. That's what
there is a challenge. Whether they actually accept the challenge and recount it is still up in the air. Mm-hmm. But the challenger wants a recount because it was so close.
Okay. Let's see what other dirtbag morons do we have in the news today. Let's see, Kim Jong-un, can we consider him to be a dirtbag moron?
Yep.
Yeah.
South Korea wants to talk, North Korea doesn't want to talk. Okay, big deal there. How about all of the, this will turn some people off or on, dirtbag morons who are illegal immigrants.
Okay.
Not everybody is an illegal immigrant, is a dirtbag moron.
No.
Many of them learn how to use the system. They want to get into the system. What I find troubling is that here we have this sort of battle going on inside the various political parties. Instead of fixing something, Republican Senator Rubio says one thing, and then John McCain says something else, and both of them are on to this. So, I mean, they're on to trying to fix it.
My wife is Colombian, and I have the Colombian mother-in-law living with us. So on Sunday mornings, they watch the Sunday morning political talk shows on Telemundo and Univision.
They translate the regular, is that... The
no, they don't translate anything.
Oh, they have a special Telemundo Sunday morning show.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
And Marco Rubio was the guest yesterday talking about immigration.
Right. And?
I don't know. What are you saying?
And that's our report for today.
That's all I got for you.
All right. So, in visuals...
We can call my wife. I can ask her.
We don't have pictures of this, but... I'm not much of a fan of Airbuses. Those are dirtbag Moroni planes. And one of them is seen snapped in half in the sea of Bali where it fell into the water. And if it was a Boeing plane, it wouldn't have snapped in half. That's all I have to say about that. 108 people were killed. But you don't. Those planes are such crap. You can buy three of them for the same thing you get two Boeing planes. What does that tell you about the quality of the plane? If you can buy, let's say, the average 737 now costs about $35 to $36 million. All right, so you buy two of them at $70 million. You can buy three Airbus A319s for about $75 million, $25 million apiece. So what does that tell you about the construction? One of them costs $35 million, the other one $25 million. You don't think that's all profit, do you? Does that tell you anything about what those planes are all about?
Just to play devil's advocate here, you could buy three Fords and the price that it takes to buy a really nice Mercedes. Does that mean that Mercedes is a better car than Ford?
No. Yeah, in some instances, the components are. I don't know whether it's better when it comes to the chassis and the, you know, there's a lot of, and when it comes to that, there's a lot of spin on branding. You know that as well as I do, we've talked about this 100 times. You go to Tiffany's and you're paying a lot more for what you can get at Kay Jewelers.
Right.
So, you know, that is part of what you're saying. In this case, that's not, they couldn't get away with it that way. I mean, if you look at the accident reports from planes that have gone down, the Airbuses are always completely destroyed. Just they're junk when they have an altercation. But not necessarily is that the case with the Boeing planes. And I'll give you an example. Remember the plane that went into river in New York?
The Miracle on the Hudson.
Right, with Sullenberger.
Yeah.
So that plane was junked. A Boeing plane went off the runway at the end of the Burbank Airport into a gas station. Remember that, Jennifer?
I do remember that.
Plane, they fixed it up and it's flying today. You wouldn't know the difference.
I don't know if I like that it's flying today. Out of Burbank.
Well, I'm not sure. Flying out of Burbank. They have lots of other places they fly. I'm just saying that they put it together there enough to fly it to a place to get it rebuilt.
But the one in Burbank just sort of drove across the street. It just went through a fence.
Yeah, but it took out the landing gear and a lot of the stuff in the front of it. It didn't. The point is it didn't break. When it got to a point when it was hanging over the ledge of the highway, do you remember that from the pictures?
Yeah, I mean, it just went out onto the street, though. There was no ledge. It's a gate, basically. It rolled through. That runway in Burbank, very short, and so when it's raining, it gets slippery, and they come in fast.
Look
and
out
they just
below!
Keep on going. What would have been bad is if it had made it all the way across the street to the gas station. That could have been a problem.
Good. Speaking of looking out below, Seattle this weekend, avalanches, and a couple of people. One person was killed. I think the other one was seriously hurt or missing, if I'm not mistaken. They went out. And we're out with some dogs skiing and trying to... there are some people who are equating avalanches now to global warming because the season ends quicker, gets warmer. People aren't used to it. They go out, take chances. It's kind of like what I said last week. Remember we were talking about these fools who go out to the water now that it's, hello, it's springtime.
Right.
You think
they
you're
go walking
go,
on the ice.
Fishing? Hello? No. No, 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 no. All right, so a couple of items of interest here on a good day. We've been having conversations with Brenda Watson, who is an author, a speaker, and to a point, I guess we would say that she is an entrepreneur and an inventor. If you go to DougStefan.com, you'll see in the upper right-hand corner a sign that has a nice purple background, and there is the book called The Hope Forum. And what it does is basically focus on the things that you need. The Hope formula is having high fiber in your diet, omega oils in your diet, probiotics in your diet, and enzymes. And the folks that she works with at RenewLife.com or BrendaWatson.com have done a great job of putting these products together. I just think you ought to check out what's there. And if you think you have a need for one or all of those products, then you can buy them right there and get 15. If you use the Doug15, you get 15% off on whatever you buy there. 15% off Brenda Watson's Renew Life products. Again, high fiber. We all need a supplement. I'm finding myself taking supplements all the time because you can't really get enough of it, as we were saying earlier. You think you're getting it in your fruit, for example, not enough, or in your cereal, not enough. So you need a supplement. That's why her supplement is so good, and omega oils as well. So check them out, and if you want to buy something, you get it 15% off. If you at checkout, enter the code Doug15. Check it out online at DougStefan.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running, and no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambarin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Well, there's lots of ways you can get cash back from Discover, and I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you're lost in a zone,
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning or spring travel? America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Get 15% off when you book 7 days in advance now through May 16th and stay by May 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Up next, killer snails.
The attack of the giant killer snails.
And if that wasn't bad enough, frozen vultures are falling from the sky.
Ew.
Awesome.
So we got vultures
chicken. And
killer snails.
Sounds like a WKRP promotion.
Up next here on Good Day, plus a remembrance of a great bit of music on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
O'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. But it's bad, right? So join me home.
Not too many people, no matter what the age, are unfamiliar with Bill Haley and his Comets because of the class of guitar playing and the difference in the music and how this was sort of the marginal line in the old music and the new wave of music in the mid-50s. As a matter of fact, this song was recorded on this day in 1954. Recorded at the, is it Pythian Temple? Is
that, it looks like it, yeah.
Huh? Yeah. And then it was released at some point in May for summertime, 1954. But this really was this is an arbiter of the change. Most rock historians feel that this tune from the film Blackboard Jungle was the reason that rock and roll came to be. Number one on June 29th, 1955. Stayed there for 8 weeks on the charts. It was not his first recording, though. He had three other songs, all on the Decca label. I feel like Norman Knight now.
Yeah.
The rock historian. He did Shake, Rattle, and Roll first, and then Dim, Dim the Lights, and the Mambo Rock. Mambo, Mambo, Mambo Rock. He had 14 songs moving close to the top of the chart, like See You Later, Alligator. But this was really a defining moment in musical history. And then we know what happened in 1981. A lot of people think that Bill Haley went down with the in the plane that crashed in Lubbock, Texas. That was not Haley. A lot of people, do you find that to be something that people confuse?
You mean Buddy Holly and
Bill Haley? Yeah, Buddy Holly and Bill Haley were often confused.
I don't know that. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's possible.
Yeah.
That people would do that. But, you know, one of the fascinating things about that song is the debate over what was the real first song of rock and roll. That,
right.
That comes out of the rockabilly thing. And then a lot of people will say that this song, Rocket 88 by Turner, was the first actual rock and roll song. And then a lot of people will argue that Ray Charles' What I Say is the first rock and roll song.
Nah, that's an R&B song more than a rock and roll song.
Yeah, so it's just an interesting
debate. By the way, that record has now sold over 25 million copies, and his estate is very happy about that. Thank you very much. A story about a couple of the early pop songs. 26 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so we have a staff meeting, every Wednesday, we try to every Wednesday, all of us get together on the phone after the program's over, mm-hmm. come up with ideas to discuss things that we ought to be doing.
We staff it up a little.
Yes, we do. Staff
right.
it up. So I'm going to propose something that will either divide the staff completely or it will unite us.
Uh-oh.
Just a little tip.
I got $5 on divide.
That's nice, Richie. I'm glad you feel so strongly. I think it would be very cool to have each one of you using our social media have a contest to see who the first person is that can get 100 messages to him or her. And the first person that gets 100 messages will give $100 to your favorite charity. How's that for an idea?
What do you mean 100 messages?
100. You have to say to your friends on Facebook, and it can't be the same repeat, can't come from the same email address.
Yeah, I'm out.
But why are you out?
First, you're giving the money to charity.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole charity thing. I mean, come on, man. What's in it for me?
This is like Shark Tank. I can
tell.
But
what are you talking about? What kind of message?
The biggest way to dilute.
Oh, we're going
to
discuss that.
The value of your friendship of online relationships is to
pimp yourself.
Yeah, to pimp yourself.
Really?
Now, okay, if you're going to do it to raise money for charity, great. That's fine. I did it last week. My son's doing a thing for St. Jude's.
Really?
And I threw his thing up on that. That's fine. But yeah, it's the whole pimping yourself. Which kind of makes your friends feel like, hey, I'm just using you.
All right, so folks, now we will not have that. Aren't you glad I vetted it on the air? So now
I can
waste my
ideas
time with
right
the meeting.
Out of the water.
Save an agenda item.
Right, exactly. Page 2, 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds has come up with an idea to promote reading. World Book Night. On Tuesday, April 23rd, 25,000 volunteers will distribute free books across America. The executive director is Carl Lennertz.
The books are chosen by an independent panel of booksellers and librarians, and we print 500,000 copies total of 30 different titles. There's some difficult books in there, and there's some fun books in there. So the books can go down to 5th and 6th grade, and all the way up to an adult reader who wants to get back into the habit. The range of books we have to offer in World Book Night run the gamut from romance to mystery, science fiction, literature, thrillers. We want something for everybody. This is our second year doing this. We've had 1 year of experience under our belt, and thanks to social media, we experienced a huge outpouring of emotional, passionate, and joyous Facebook comments, tweets, emails all over the place about how much the givers enjoyed this process of giving a book, and almost to the point of tears at times, the reactions they got back from the people they gave books to. My favorite reaction was from a woman in a nursing home who, when was handed the book, said, "Is this for me to keep?" And even as I say that now, I tear up a bit, because here's a woman in her 70s who has maybe not owned a book in her life. And I think that, to me, summarizes the good that this does. People are maybe getting a book for the first time in their life.
Carl Lennertz, executive director of World Book Night, Tuesday, April 23rd. For more information, worldbooknight.org. Or visit Insight Daily Radio.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
America.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Information that is important for this week, for this day. A lot of things going on around the country and around the world. And that's not a bad thing. Under the circumstances, what would we talk about? Each other? How boring would that be? There are a couple of very important things going on in the world of weirdness. Before, maybe this is weird, too. Students at Albany High School in New York given an unusual task last week. Channel the Nazis. A 10th grade English teacher assigned his students an essay for which they were required to research Nazi propaganda and then make an argument for why Jews are evil and to blame basically for all the problems in Europe, Germany, etc., etc., in order to test the students' persuasive writing skills. It was, as you can imagine, a rather large outcry from the community. The teacher faces disciplinary action, according to the superintendent. It could be a letter or it could be dismissal. So how would you react? I would start with, the mother. I guess Roberta would be a good place to start. Your daughter is in the 12th grade now.
Yes, she's a senior, graduating senior.
But let's say back a couple of years ago, or even during her senior year, a teacher says, use this research from the Nazis to make an argument. Now, this is in a debate class, so I could imagine
it's
how this
might
happen.
It's in a debate class, so this wasn't just a general class.
No.
You know, sometimes when you look at the point of view of another side, it can do one of two things. It can open your eyes as to why they were thinking that way and therefore understand why they were thinking that way and therefore be aware of the dangers. So if you really understand something, you can say, oh, okay, this is where this came from and this is what we need to look out for in the future to make sure this doesn't happen again. So in a way, I could see the value of an exercise like this. And my only argument would be in the 10th grade, I think the kids are still too young intellectually to make that differentiation. I would see this more perhaps in a college or even a graduate level debate type of forum rather than a 10th grade. 10th grade, what, they're 15, 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think intellectually they can understand really what's going on there. I can understand, you know, if the teacher was not doing it for a racist point of view, certainly I could understand what the teacher was trying to do in a debate class, but I just think the kids were too young. And a public school certainly is not the forum to do something like that, just because of the sensitivities involved in a public school.
It is an interesting perspective that it grants you, though.
Sure.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. When you can understand, okay, well, why did the Nazis think this way? What was behind all of it? Then it just makes you more aware of that thought process and the dangers of it, and how to catch it later on if it happens again.
And you think about it, and you know, and at first glance, you're like shock and awe, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. But then you think about one of the basic rights of being an American citizen is you are awarded a defense attorney no matter what you have done.
Right, right.
So even the most vile criminals that we have in this country, no matter what they have done, are provided somebody who believes that they should not be convicted to the extent that which they are trying to be convicted.
Well, he doesn't believe it, but at least is able to argue it.
Right, exactly. And so, hey, I guess there's always got to be somebody out there that is there to argue for the other side.
Because I think the answer, you know, the question is whenever anybody has that derogatory point of view about a certain either race or ethnic people, you always have to ask the question, why? Why do they feel this way? What led to this feeling? What was in their upbringing or in their thought process or in their ego or in their psychology that makes them this hateful? And I think the best psychologists, that's what they're always asking, is why? Because once you can answer that question why, then you can address the situation.
It's a very strange way to get people to think. I remember the debate classes that I was in, and you're given a task, and you have to debate. You don't have to believe it. You
right.
just have to try to make
it.
Somebody
right.
else
mm-hmm.
believe
exactly.
it and be convincing. So I can understand the task. I can understand the assignment. I understand the thought process, but I think I agree with Roberta.
Maybe
they
for an
may
older
not,
kid, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
so
Jennifer,
yeah, okay.
And I actually think it's not, I mean, I think it's a very interesting project. Like, I'm not 100% against it. It seems weird at first glimpse, but when you think about it, it does give you that the background, I think, and it makes you think a little further than just what you hear or read in a book. So,
and the stupidity
you know.
Here is that the guy didn't walk over to somebody else in the school and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you
right.
think?
Right. Right.
Yeah. It's always better to throw it into a barrel.
Right.
Rather than you be the one in the barrel. You're in the barrel. La, 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 la.
It's 10th grade. It's 15, 16. They're not intellectually advanced or mature yet to be able to deal with something like that. You know, and deal
hey, many
with
adults
it
aren't
objectively.
Emotionally.
Right,
a lot
of adults aren't. Exactly, exactly.
All right, stand by for the latest from the weird world of wonder, or the wonderful world of weirdness, with killer snails and frozen vultures falling from the sky, coming up here in a moment on Good Day.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
For
professional-grade service for your professional-grade vehicle? GMC-certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
A recent survey shows that families are four times more likely to eat at home versus dining out. However, consumers often still yearn for the flavors of their local pizzeria. Thanks to a new product, you can get delicious pizzeria-style pizza baked fresh right from your own oven. With new pizzeria from DiGiorno, even the most skeptical frozen pizza consumers will be converted to instant believers. New pizzeria from DiGiorno is the latest breakthrough in frozen pizza, with delicious tastes and textures inspired by the pizzeria experience. Pizzeria from DiGiorno has an entirely new crust that is crispy on the outside, soft and airy on the inside, and drizzled with extra virgin olive oil. It's topped with a new flavorful sauce made from vine-ripened tomatoes, garlic, and herbs, then finished off with premium quality meats, cheeses, and vegetables. These delicious pizzas feature only the highest quality ingredients, no artificial flavors, and a preservative-free crust. Ready in just more than 20 minutes, you can choose from four mouth-watering pizzeria-inspired varieties that raise the bar on taste. Now the farthest you'll have to go for that neighborhood pizzeria experience is your own oven. For more info, visit DiGiorno.com.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
All right. Now, I think there are different ways of scaring people. You can go see Scream 4 or 5 or 10 or 13
you could do that.
Or whatever
and
it is.
And it's got Lindsay Lohan in it, so that's scary.
That's pretty scary in and of itself. Yes, right? You can drive down the street without your lights on a foggy night. That's a pretty good way to
that's
get scared.
Scary.
Yeah, it is kind of scary, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You can go into a junkyard where there are lots of pit bulls. That
would definitely be scary.
Scary a little bit, right? How about walking across the street like Roberta did and picking up a killer snail?
Ah!
And yes. She's still alive. That shows you what kind of metal she comes from.
Well, Roberta did it in Barbados, which they've had this problem with these giant African land snails for a while now.
And they're overrun in Barbados.
So apparently now, we've talked about this before, how a lot of these little creatures are getting into the United States via international travel, shipping,
like people
cargo.
Bringing them in their suitcase?
Yeah, how do you not know those killer snails are in your suitcase?
This is the giant African land snail, which can grow as big as a rat, and it can gnaw through stucco and plaster, and it just basically eats anything in its way. More than 1,000 are being caught each week in the Miami-Dade area, and 117,000 have been spotted since 2011.
Great.
So, back in 1966, apparently a kid brought one of these home from his trip on Hawaii, or three of them. The grandmother let them go, and before they knew it, there was 100,000 of them.
Wow. Good God.
And they were eating up everything, and it cost the state, this is back in 1966, $1 million in 1 year to get rid of them all.
Yeah.
So now they are they attack over 500 known species of plants. And they eat anything in its path. And they say Barbados and other countries
they
have
eat
them all
other animals it. Like cats or just junk?
No. No
anything
it
green.
Say, it just says
if it's
plants.
Green, they eat it.
So it can produce up to 1,200 eggs a year.
And it has no known predator.
Right. And they have no known predators. And their fondness of stucco, they lay the eggs
for the magnifying
in
glass.
The stucco in the homes.
See, like a dead device, like a way to eat them, like to make escargot out of these dudes.
Gigantic.
And then everybody will be, harvesting them. And we wouldn't have the problem.
Yeah, so now they're trying to figure out what to do with these things. And
eat them.
Well, they got to figure out, A, they're trying to figure out where it came from, which they may be able to do from somebody, you know, saying, yeah, I brought three or four in, and then now all of a sudden you have a million of these things.
Well, I did bring a shell in, but it was like dead and empty.
Are you sure?
But see,
yes.
That's the
sure?
thing.
It
that's
was dead thing. And empty. Yes, I'm absolutely sure.
Here's a quote from somebody.
I'm
what,
positive.
Here's a quote from somebody at the, what's the name of the thing? The science meeting that they had last week. I can't find the name of it. If you got a ham sandwich in Jamaica or the Dominican Republic or an orange and you didn't eat it at all and you bring it back into the States and then discard it, at some point things can emerge from those products.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So if you brought a shell home, and even though it looks innocent enough, Roberta, you could be killing New York.
So I have a great idea.
I disinfected it. I threw alcohol into it first.
Vodka or rum?
Yeah, right. Vodka.
Okay,
vodka.
So here's a great idea.
I'm very aware of this. I'm very, very, very careful.
Let's sell this to corporate sponsors. Let's get like Bank of America and Washington Mutual. Let's get them to sponsor a shell. We'll paint the outside of it, and then we'll have snail races. Like NASCAR, but slower.
Oh, yeah.
So Florida also has the problem with these Burmese pythons that somebody has been bringing in and letting go, and now it's overtaking the Everglades and just pretty much eating any animal that it finds
and
in
people.
The Everglades. And then we talked last week, we had the expert on about the bugs, about the stink bugs and these whatever the kind of beetles
there
are.
There was one in my car, a stink bug in my car yesterday.
They're all over the place here in the Washington area.
In my car.
You cannot walk from your car to your house without stepping on, flying into one. They're everywhere.
Mm. All right. So before we leave this pleasant visit to Goo Goo Gaga Gunga Gunga Land, imagine that you're out in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, snowstorm, and the sky not only is filled with snow, but it's filled with turkey vultures falling out of the sky. A large bird fell, and then a bunch of other birds fell. They were covered with ice. They were still alive, apparently, but they couldn't fly anymore because there was so much ice on their wings.
Oh.
And it went from... Oh, yeah, I know.
Poor vultures.
So much, well, they're turkey vultures. They look like turkeys.
But poor turkey vultures.
Yeah. So
wasn't that what foghorn, leghorn?
Hey. I'm in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
I have a question. When a vulture dies in the middle of a field, what eats it?
Coyote?
Killer snail.
Yes. Python.
Killer snails, yeah, right. That's more likely to be a coyote or a woodchuck or something.
How many vultures go to woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck vultures?
I think it's time to remind everybody that it's 12 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thank
Grand
you.
Idea.
Mm-hmm. Discover Card, Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Guys, it's a known fact. As you get older, your testosterone levels can drop. For thousands of men, a supplement called Ageless Male has been the answer to boosting free testosterone levels, energy, and libido so they feel more like the guys they used to be. Listen to these real stories.
After taking Ageless Male, I actually feel younger and feel much stronger and more able to actually take on things in my daily life.
I think Ageless Male is a fantastic product. I noticed within weeks I was lifting more weight, I could put more weight on the machines.
Ageless Male has made my life a little better and my love life even more.
Like, I know inside, in my mind, I feel like I'm 18.
You can try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and experience great workouts, energy, and more libido. For details, call 1-800-491-5856. That's 1-800-491-5856. Call 1-800-491-5856.
If you're lost in a home, or you're singing
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Very busy week starts with tax day, and then Capitol Hill takes over. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today is April 15th, and that means a number of things. It's Patriots Day across Massachusetts, and so you have the 117th running of the Boston Marathon. It's possible the winner today could turn out to be someone who's being chased by an IRS auditor. We're only half kidding. Today is tax deadline day, of course, with more than a few of us waiting until the last possible day to file our taxes. Looking ahead to the rest of the work week, a number of key issues are expected to hit the Senate floor for votes in Washington. First of all, immigration reform. On ABC's This Week yesterday, Senator Marco Rubio of Florida answered criticism from fellow Republicans that the new law he's helping to craft will be an amnesty program that overlooks illegal activity.
We're not awarding anything. All we're giving people the opportunity to eventually do is gain access to the same legal immigration system, the same legal immigration process that will be available to everybody else.
The proposed immigration bill is expected to be introduced this week. We also have the hotly debated issue of guns, as in gun control. The backers of a Senate plan to expand background checks for gun buyers say a vote is likely this week, and that vote could be very close. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey is one of the sponsors of the background check proposal. He says the bill could face several amendments.
I think it's very hard to say what amendments may succeed and which may fail. I'm not sure how many there are going to be. But one we know for sure is going to be ours. And ours, I think, just strikes the right balance.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call your limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on rose petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect perfect place at the perfect price.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Not a whole lot of movement for the major indexes last Friday. The Dow dropped less than a point to 14,865. NASDAQ down 5. S&P also down by 5 points. Overall, though, the Dow was up 2% for the week. On a Monday, let's check out those prices at the pump.
Fill it up. Go ahead.
The AAA's National Gas Survey shows gas prices continuing to decline. A gallon of regular averaging $3.53 as of yesterday, down about 7 cents a gallon over the past week, down 16 cents over the past month. Business at the box office over the weekend.
They can say all they want. We're just here to play ball.
Just here to play ball. And 42, the true story of an American legend, the new Jackie Robinson biopic, number one in theaters in its debut weekend, over $27 million. Couple of closing notes. The first of golf's major championships this year is in the books, a tournament some consider to be more important than life itself.
The Masters.
Yes, the Masters at the Augusta National Golf Club. Adam Scott, your winner in a playoff over Argentina's Angel Cabrera. Scott, the first Australian to slip on that snappy green jacket for winning the Masters. But the tournament may be remembered for a few other things as well. The two-shot penalty Tiger Woods incurred for dropping his ball in the wrong spot during round number two. And Tinlong Huan of China making the cut and playing all four rounds at the age of 14. Tinlong said he had fun out there.
The whole week is great for me. I really enjoy it and having fun, and hopefully I play some good golf.
He played some very good golf. He finished with a four-round total of 300 that averages out to 75 per round. You try doing that at Augusta National at the age of 14. And finally, back to tax deadline day. To take the edge off of what is a very stressful day for so many of us, a number of businesses are chipping in with some freebies. Arby's is giving away a free order of curly fries or potato cakes today. Participating McDonald's locations are supplying a free small coffee. And Office Depot locations are giving away free shredding for anyone looking to get rid of paperwork. Free shredding, huh? Let's give that a try. Ooh, that was fun. Let's do that again. Uh-oh. I think that was Form 1040 and a couple of 1099s in there. Is there an unshred button? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.